Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Does your teen daughter take her anger out on you and say things like, "I hate you"? We'll talk about this and more in episode number 59, titled, "My Teenage Daughter Says She Hates Me." It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family that I know you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your questions, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Today we're hearing from Mary Ann from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mary Ann writes, "We're struggling with our 13-year-old daughter. Everything seems to upset her. Nothing like her older brother, who was pretty easygoing. He wasn't perfect, of course, but when things didn't work out his way, he could deal with it and move on. Not so with our daughter. She's always been emotional, but we thought she'd even out over time. Everything from a B instead of an A on her test to us saying no to something she wants gets an angry, emotional response, and it's always our fault. We moved last year to be near my parents, and as far as our daughter is concerned, we ruined her life. We try to help her think more reasonably about things and calm down, but it doesn't help. Now, when she doesn't get her way, she just screams, 'I hate you!' I try not to get upset. I ask her if she really means it, and I tell her I love her, but nothing seems to help. I don't think this is normal, but we're not sure what we should do about it." Okay, thanks for your question, Marianne. Sounds like you and her dad are really trying to help, but no matter how reassuring you are, your daughter stays pretty darn angry and emotional. Now she's even saying, "I hate you," when she gets upset. And you're absolutely right, this is not normal, and you should do something about it. But before we decide what to do, let's take a look at this situation so that our actions make some sense and end up really helping your daughter do the growing that she needs to do. So, as you are aware, very aware, kids are born into this world with their own temperaments. So some kids are pretty emotionally intense, like your daughter, while others are a lot more easygoing, like your son. Both are fine, just different. Easygoing kids may need to be encouraged to express their feelings, while emotionally intense kids may need to learn to manage their feelings and express them more calmly. Learning to manage and express feelings all takes time. These are skills that we expect kids to learn over time. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem as though your daughter's emotional management skills are improving, and screaming, "I hate you," is not an acceptable way to express discontent for any kid. Well, Marianne, it sounds to me like you and your husband are both pretty easygoing temperamentally. In the face of your daughter's anger, you keep your cool and encourage reasonableness and offer reassurance. Yet, it doesn't seem to help. Why is that? Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you and her dad for not blowing up and adding to the emotionality of the situation. That's a good thing. Yet, there is a missing element here. And that element is accountability. Your daughter needs to improve her emotional management skills and needs to be held to a higher standard for doing so. She needs to do that for lots of reasons. What she's doing is abusive to her parents. That's not good for you. It's hard on her brother to have that going on in the house, and it's going to affect him. But most of all, it's hard on her. Since she gets so upset about everything, she's spending a lot of time being very upset. She isn't learning to have a healthy perspective and to see that life isn't about perfection, or it's not even about getting what you want. It's about having goals and having the opportunity to pursue them while we learn and grow along the way. You know, values are the guideposts to pursuing our goals, and our children and teenagers need to learn those. Your daughter's abusive behavior towards her parents makes it clear that she's got some learning and growing to do here. She needs to learn to manage her emotions and express them in a healthier way, a way that isn't abusive to her parents and gives others a chance to listen, support, and empathize with her. Now, in all fairness, your daughter is 13, and for many 13-year-old girls, the social and hormonal changes going on can put rationality out of reach from time to time, right? And moving and needing to change schools for a middle schooler can be socially very trying, extremely trying if the social environment of the new school or community isn't accepting or a good social fit, right? But I'm not saying that's what's going on for you. This is all tough, and yet your daughter does need to be held to a higher standard for managing and expressing her feelings. So like I said, the missing ingredient here is accountability. She isn't being held accountable to a reasonable standard for her emotional communication. In fact, it seems like she thinks you should be accountable to her. You don't have the right to move without her permission. You need to grant her requests or she'll punish you. We need to reverse this because she won't learn and grow the way things stand now. Well, let me respond to your question about her "I hate you" words more specifically. Very young children might use these words if, number one, they are very emotional, and number two, they're just learning the power of words and are testing out something new. Now, we'd want to teach a child that those words are destructive and there are better words to use to express anger. And it's not altogether unheard of for a young teenager to use these words if, number one, they are temperamentally, emotionally intense, and number two, they've been raised in an environment that encourages kids to express their feelings. But it's not okay, and they need to be retaught to use more appropriate language and not use abusive language, right? So here's what I recommend, Marianne. One, given that your daughter is emotionally intense and you wisely don't want to fight with her, you can match her emotional intensity with attunement with her feelings and her perspective. Hopefully that's going to have a calming effect on her. I'll show you what that means in a second. Number two, let her know that even though you empathize with her feelings and her perspective, she needs to manage her feelings and gain a more reasonable perspective. And if she's bullying, badgering, or otherwise being abusive, simply point out that it's unacceptable behavior and let her know you'll talk with her about the situation when she's ready to be more mature and respectful in her communication. Now, let me show you what that might sound like. I'm going to call your daughter Marissa, and I'm going to make up a scenario that I'm responding to here, but you'll get the idea. Marissa, I hear that your friends are all going to Sarah's house to spend the night on Saturday, and I get that you're really, really upset because you feel like we don't trust you, and after we made you move here, we're keeping you back from making friends. We get that, and we understand how frustrating and upsetting this is for you. You need to know that yelling at us and calling us names is not acceptable, and nothing good for you is going to come from it. Second, I'm not comfortable with the situation at Sarah's house. I know she has older brothers, and I don't know her mother or how she assures safety for the girls, unless it's a situation that I'm very confident in. I'm not in a position to say yes. There's no wiggle room here. You're a fabulous girl, and lots of kids are going to want to be your friend. You don't have to be so worried about being left out. But either way, there's no wiggle room here. I'm not comfortable. So the answer is you're going to do something else on Saturday night. So see what I'm doing here, Marianne? Strong on the understanding and strong on the limit. That's the ticket forward. Now, if the behavior persists, Simply remove her privileges, such as her smartphone or other devices, and permission to do social things at all. And let her know that she's going to need to be committed to more respectful and mature behavior before you're going to be able to offer her privileges. Marianne, this has been going on for a while, and you do have a bit of a control battle here, and control battles have momentum, so this will take a bit to turn around, but it will turn around, I'm sure. Now, finally, if the behaviors persist and your daughter continues to be chronically unhappy and over-the-top frustrated by everything that goes wrong, get into some counseling as a family. That way, she can get some support and guidance for managing her expectations and emotions. And as parents, you can learn how to support her and set limits and have accountability to those limits. She needs that. And you need that. And her brother even needs that. A word of caution, irrespective of what a therapist says, do not simply send her off for individual therapy. Although individual therapy may become part of the plan, but at first, all three of you go together to learn what needs to be addressed and how to address it as a family. In fact, when you get on top of this, everyone's experience in the family will go up, and that will be developmentally important for both of your kids and experientially rewarding to her dad and to you, Marianne. So listeners, let's all learn from Marianne's question. If you have an emotionally intense teenager, you're going to need to match their intensity to get through. But the intensity needs to be very positive and be backed up with accountability to clear standards. That way, rather than overwhelming themselves and their families, they learn and grow, and little by little, they do emotionally mature. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in today, everyone. And special thanks to Marianne from Pittsburgh, PA, for her question. Now, have you read my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Well, here's a free gift for you. You can go to the publisher, New Harbinger Publications, enter the name of the book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, and click on Free Accessories. And there is a downloadable free chapter titled For Teens Only. Now, I had one parent go there, and they told me that after his daughter read that chapter, things in their family completely turned around. And like I said, it's free, so don't miss out. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.